صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. أما بعد, my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I don't know, I start with our class or to answer the questions. إن شاء الله تعالى, try to cover both, إن شاء الله تعالى. Let me take just few minutes, إن شاء الله تعالى, to answer the questions. The brother came and asked, and he said, he married his wife, and he loved her so much. And I asked him, your wife, she practiced the deen? Did she pray? She fasting? She obeying you? She respect your mother? His mother live with him in the same house. And from the first day, his mother declared war against his wife. Because you know, there is a race all the time. Your mother gonna look at you all the time that you are baby. And your wife also, she wanted to enjoy it, actually her husband, to find a husband who are independent and also protecting her. But your mother in the end came and told him, you must divorce your wife. You have to divorce her. And she treating him, if you don't divorce her, you're gonna go to Jahannam. I will pray against you, and you will never enter the Jannah. Because the Prophet ﷺ said, the paradise under the feet of the mother. And she gave him evidence. She told him, Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, when he visited the wife of Ismail, and she complained, he left a message for Ismail telling her, when Ismail is coming back, tell him to change the steps, the outside steps of his house. That means to change the wife. To answer this, first of all, my beloved sister, the mother, you are not the Prophet Ibrahim. You are not the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They are connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you are not a prophet or messengers. That's number one. Number two, the Islam came all the time to reconcile between the husband and the wife and not to rush for the divorce. Divorce is a way of the shaitan. The mother, she will have a right to divorce his wife, to ask her son to divorce his wife, is one condition. أن يأتينا بفاحشة مبينة, as Allah said in the Quran, she found actually manifest clearly, showing clearly that the woman get involved in illegal sexual intercourse. With evidence, not by the way, the world actually are accusing her without any evidence. Therefore, the prophet, the brother, he told me, what I have to do? Tell him, your wife, she pray? Yes. She fasting? Yes. More than that, ya sheikh, she wake up in the middle of the night to make the hajjud. Righteous woman. But the wife, she live under the stress of his mother for 2 years. Not to dress. You know the wife, especially in the beginning of life, like to dress something nice for her husband. She preventing exactly the wife to do that. She's not enjoyed her life with the husband. And more than that, she need every day to clean the house, to cook for her fresh food. And she get jealous from her son when her son came every night and go with his wife. She need him to stay with the mother until the mother is sleeping. Allahu a'lam, she sleep to 2-3 o'clock in the morning. I have no idea. That means he's not going to see his wife at all. What I have to do, a sheikh? Raza Famud, be with me and leave the phone. What is the problem with this? What do we have to do with this problem? I told them, go and tell your mother, pray as much as you could. Allah will never accept your dua. Because Allah is just and fair. Allah just and fair. Does exactly, you cannot divorce the wife because your mother, she hates your wife. Cannot do that. And number two, she is not a prophet Ibrahim or prophet Muhammad to ask the husband, exactly to ask her son to divorce his wife. But we have to be fair. Don't ever actually curse your mother or be against your mother or cut relation with your mother. You choose this way to make your mother with you in the same house because she has nobody to support her. You have to be the monitor here. Satisfy both of them. Not to incline to anyone. Sometimes also the wife, she encourages the man to be against the mother. Because the wife, if she control your heart, you're finished. You are finishing. If the wife control the heart completely of the man, you are finished. Do what she gonna lead you like a donkey. So be careful about that. Inshallah, you are the monitor. You have to be smart to satisfy both of them. Allah written for you to be in this situation. You cannot throw your mother out. So you have to play actually the smart way between both of them. But if the mother asks to divorce, mother, I love my wife. And we have to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? I don't find any problem with her. She obeying me. She find me. She helping me. I love her. You have to be exact to explain about that. But you cannot follow your mother blindly. Because your mother, she said, you will never go to the paradise. Tell her, if you continue to say that, you are the one you're going to go to Jahannam. Because Allah did exactly send the people to Jahannam, those who are the wrong doers. And the Jannah, those who are the righteous. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to solve their problem, inshallah ta'ala. That's the question, inshallah ta'ala. If you have any another comment, you can tell me after, inshallah ta'ala, the class. I'm here for you, inshallah ta'ala.
Sir, before you continue, I'm sorry. For in that topic, sometimes they say, when you're about to get married, you didn't get married yet, you're about to, and your parents, your mom or your dad, they disapprove of your future wife. And they tell you, if I was you, I advise you not to marry her. Can you go against the advice?
Your advice, my mother, my father, your advice is respected. But the man, when he married, he doesn't need approval from the mother or father. The man, when he married, he doesn't need, but the girl, she needs approval of her father. The wali. But if the both of them, you have to play smart way. I don't find any problem with this girl. This girl, she's a righteous woman. This girl, I love her. Please, actually, why you come and destroy actually my happiness? This is my life. I love this woman. And so, if the girl, she is a righteous girl. Even sometimes they look at the girl. Like, I tell you what, in this match, one of the brother came, he told me, I work with a co-worker, Muslim girl, who's hijab, and she always come to your masjid here to pray behind you, a sheikh. And I love to marry her. I went to her father to ask her. She told him, you can come and ask my father. When he asked her father, he went and he told him, what sect you are belong? The man he born here. He doesn't know what is Hanafi or Abu Hanifa or Ahambal. He doesn't know. So he said, I found the word. It's come out, ya Sheikh, from my mouth without control. I told him, I'm Shafi'i. He told him, you have no marriage. He told him, why? He told him, because I need someone, exactly a girl. So the one who marry my daughter has to be Hanafi. I have no idea. Imam Shafi'i is kafir. All of them are the Ahl Sunnah, the Imam of Ahl Sunnah. Ignorance is sometimes from the father. Ignorance is sometimes from the mother. We need actually to, because we are, alhamdulillah, Allah granting us with some education. We are different totally than the people back home. You understand? So sometimes I love the girl. And what did he say? I'm going to let her marry from her cousin back home. She doesn't love her cousin. She doesn't want the cousin. Wallahi, the girl in the lobby, she told me, if my father forced me, she's American citizen, born in this country, but the father commanding her to come back to marry her cousin. and the father was here. Between me and the father, in the end, he told me the father, because he know I supported his girl, his daughter. He told me, you are munafiq. I will never come and pray behind you. I told him, it's up to you. But I have to say the truth. Because the father commanded his girl, the one she born, and in many time, mother caught the girl, she need to throw her from the window, from the sixth floor in the building. Because he forced her and he beating her, you must marry your cousin. She doesn't marry, she doesn't love him. Ya akhi, fear Allah, ya akhi. Has to be approval from the girl of the husband. Yes, if he has something suspicious about him, he doesn't practice the Islam, he's drinking, he has exactly known his God, that is your right. But if the man is righteous, and the man, the boy, he has a contract working almost $200,000 a year, good financially. But the father insists, and the brother here, he used to love me too much. And when I get involved, because the girl, she called me many, many times. I told him, fear Allah. She doesn't love her cousins. And he need her, she born here, to come back to Africa, to stay in Africa with her cousin over there. Doesn't work like this, okay? We have to deal with this situation exactly with fair and just, inshallah ta'ala. We have to fear, you need to be a reason for happiness for your girl. Not to torture her. She doesn't love the cousin. She doesn't love your relative. Let her choose and sit down with the man. Ask him any questions. If he found something wrong, you have right. But if the man is righteous and praying, good, making good money, why you force your daughter to go and marry? Wallah, he used to be my beloved brother. He loved me too much. He cut the relation. He doesn't come to Masjid Manhattan. And I know him many years here. And in the end, he told me, you are munafiq. I told him, may Allah reward you. But I'm not going to favor you. I have to say the word for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm not favoring anyone upon anything. If my father is making some mistakes and error, I will tell him, you are wrong. Ask Allah to fear, to make all us to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to let us understand the deen. Very important to understand your deen. Not, we are not like people back home, they still are blocked, and they don't think well. We are, alhamdulillah, Allah free us, inshallah ta'ala, to think in a better way, because the information and knowledge of Islam became available for everyone to ask, not to go blindly. Aye. Sa'i. People, after they finish the tawaf around the Kaaba 7 times, as we said yesterday, and they do make 2 rak'ah, Allah said in Maqamu Ibrahim, is not necessity to be in Maqamu Ibrahim, because if you make it in Maqamu Ibrahim, you're going to block the people. You will be a reason for a lot of people to fall down, and you kill the people. You praise the 2 rak'ah, ya Sheikh Lutfullah, in any place. In the masjid. Outside? Yes, outside. I forgot and went to home. Do it in your hotel. Because the whole Mecca is a haram. All Mecca is a haram. You could pray the 2 rak'ah anywhere. You could pray the fard anywhere in Mecca. Time. We encourage you to go to the masjid. But if you pray in the street, yes, you have the same full reward as we said yesterday. You have the same 100,000 for every salah, 100,000 salah in Mecca. Taib. Sa'i. After that, from the sunnah. So if these 2 rak'ah is fard or desirable, is sunnah, desirable. If you don't braid, there is no any violation. You are not guilty. Clearly. Taib. Drink Zamzam. And we're going to speak about one class about Zamzam itself. Because people believe Zamzam is only for healing and recovery. Zamzam is more than that. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم Zamzam لمن شرب له. For any kind of anything come in your mind and you drink Zamzam for this purpose, Allah give you exactly what you need. I need to pass the exam. Good wife. Success in hereafter. Everything Zamzam for it. InshaAllah ta'ala. Ya Allah, I'm drinking Zamzam because my wife, she is a boss in my house and she always beating me and reduce the heat from my wife. Allah will give it to you, will protect you. Zamzam for anything actually you drink for it. Ya Allah, subhanallah. Ya Allah, my boss bother me too much in the exactly, brother Lutfullah. Exactly, his boss bothering him too much. I'm drinking Zamzam. Ya Allah, take his boss out of this life. Allah will give it to you. Zamzam for anything you drink for it, inshallah ta'ala. Aye. Sa'i. You know sa'i between Safa and Marwa. Allah said in Surah Al-Baqarah, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الصفا والمروة من شعائر الله فمن حج البيت أو اعتمر فلا جناح عليه أن يطوف بهما وما تطوع خيرا فإن الله شاكر عليم. Allah sent this surah for a reason. This ayah for a reason. Translation. إن الصفا والمروة. Indeed الصفا and Al-Marwa. What is As-Safa and Marwa? Two pieces of two mountains. Used to be part of the mountain. As-Safa is a part of a mountain of Qubais. Al-Marwa is a part cross from another mountain. A part of it. But both of them are two mountains. What you're seeing today clearly, As-Safa. As-Safa, you could see it. But Al-Marwa, you don't see it anymore because when they make the construction, they cover the mountain of Al-Marwa. So when Allah said start in As-Safa, you should start from As-Safa. You start from As-Safa to Al-Marwa is one. And from Al-Marwa to As-Safa is two. We found a lot of people, they thought, because the knowledge is very important, to go Safa, and then come back to Marwa, it's one. La, it's two. From Safa to Marwa, because it's almost like a 1 mile. It's almost like a 1 mile. Got it, inshallah ta'ala? Almost 1 mile. So from Safa to Marwa is 1 mile. When you go from the Marwa to the Safa again, this is another number two. You have to make it seven. Seven times. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, Inna Safa, indeed, As-Safa wal Marwa min sha'airillah. From the symbols of Allah, from the deen of Allah. Allah is the one who commanded us to do that. You may find the seculars, the disbelievers, the mushrik. Oh, look at the Muslim. They go between two mountains. What is that? All of you know why? Why actually we do this action? Because our mother, Hajar alayhi salam, the wife of Ibrahim, when she bought and she lost exactly all the water is gone, and Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam left them in the desert, and the masjid is not established yet. The time it was hidden, the house of Allah was hidden. And he left them in this place. So when she lost the water is gone and the food is gone, she left Ismail in Hijr Ismail around the Kaaba, the one which looks like arrow, that's called Hijr Ismail. She left him there. Then she ran between the two. She climbed the Safa and she looked. She may find somebody to help her. She may find food. She get off from As-Safa. She ran to Al-Marwa. And she did the same in Marwa to look. So she make it seven times. So Allah make this part as a symbol of Allah, as a part of the deen of Allah. Every man who perform Hajj, direct himself to Mecca, for Hajj or to perform Umrah, he has to do Sa'i. And the Sa'i is only for men. I found some woman running with men, Ummul Mu'mineen Aisha, radiallahu anha wa ardaha. When she found some number of women from the Sahaba companion female did the same like the man, did the same like the man, when she found him, found him, did the same like the man, what happened after that? قالت, you have a great example in us. You have, I'm in a class, يا أخي. أنا في الكلاس, الله يرضى عليك. أنا في الدرس. When they found number of that, she found that number of women running between the Safa and Marwa. She said, you don't have a great example of us. Why you don't follow us? We don't run like you. So سعي, what is the meaning of سعي? Saudi Arabia, they make like two green lights, columns. That is the area, and they describe it even the floor. That's only the man not to run. سعي between walking and running, call it jogging. It's mean when you actually, you don't need to run and you kill yourself. Because I saw people in speed, 90 hours per mile, or 90 miles per hour. Take it easy, أخي. Take a marathon. Marathon. Subhanallah. Ya أخي, sa'i. It's like sa'i. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Jum'ah. Ya أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة. Oh, you have believed. If you hear the adhan, if you hear the calling of the salah from the devil, fas'aw. Fas'aw ila dhikrillah. Dhikrillah here, Salat Al-Jum'ah. سعي, it's mean rush yourself, leave everything, not to go around the area here shopping like Brother Famud. Before he come to the Jum'ah, he go and check every store, what is the sale today, and then he came actually exact what time the salah, the salah is 1:40 exactly, alhamdulillah, let me come 1-2 minutes before the imam leading the salah. You lost the Jum'ah. Be the brother Lutfillah. He's here 1 hour before the Salat al-Jum'ah. Because you have reward for that. So do not check or eat. Some people eat. La, fas'aw ila dhikrillah. Hurry up. And go for the dhikrillah, Salat al-Jum'ah. Salat al-Jum'ah here is the khutbah and salah. Both of them. Not only the salah. Because most of the question when I meet the people out downstairs, what time the Jum'ah? I said, Jum'ah is 1:05. No. The Salah. The Salah. Because Brother Famudi has to meet the mayor. They to meet the mayor office, Eric, whatever his name. Whatever. Subhanallah, la hawla la quwata illa billah al-azim. Ya akhi, far, why the Jum'ah became a Sheikh Lutfillah to Raka? Because of the khutbah is counted as a two rak'ah. You have to come to this time, inshallah. Be like the Jew. What time the Jew, Sheikh Famud? What time the Jew leave Friday from their job? Tell me. Early. Some of them actually they need, they tell them 1 o'clock in the winter. In the winter time, they need to leave 11 o'clock. Yeah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Why we are not like these people? Very exact. Tell your people in the job, this is my day of the Jum'ah. If you need a letter, come to me. I'll write a letter for them. Many people, I write the letter. Alhamdulillah, they are here with us now participate. Why we speak about this? And we lost the benefits of the class. And now I'm going to have a problem, big problem with Brother Kiba. Because how come I did not finish that? But why we rush? Why we rush, inshallah? We take it easy because we're going to speak about Safa and Marwa a lot. Why Allah, but before you leave in once, in 10 seconds, why Allah say, فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْهِ أَن يَطَّوَّفَ بِهِمَا. There is no blame upon him to walk in between the Safa and Marwa. That does that mean? Is an option? Or fard to make sa'ya? The ulama are divided into two groups. Some of them, they said fard, Sa'id, Safa and Marwa, and some of them they said is an option. Where is the truth is? And why I say this, Allah said no blame upon him. Because the Muslim, they get embarrassed to go for that. Because over the Safa He was idols, call it Isaf. And Marwa, there is the idol, Sanam, call it Naila. Both of them, the Arab, even the Ansar from Medina, they used to come and worship them. So they feel embarrassed to go between Safa and Marwa because they used to come and worship the idols over the Safa and over the Who's the Isaf and Naila? If you need to know who's Isaf, the idols, and who's Naila, the female idols, you have to go to meet me inshallah ta'ala next week inshallah ta'ala. If Allah give us life, if I die before Monday inshallah ta'ala, brother Famud with you, he can give you more detail. بارك الله فيكم سبحانك الله وحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك جزاكم الله خيرا السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته بارك الله فيك جزاك الله خير